Very cute, Abby said when they were alone. How'd you know she'd be a jerk? Given their kids, you had a pretty good shot that one of them was a jerk, Jesse said. Even if she weren't, we'd have found occasion to play the tapes, Petrocelli said. Once they heard them, they weren't going to press the suit. What do you think about the kids, Abby said. Snapper maybe has a chance, Jesse said. Canton and Brown still thinking about a civil suit? Yes, thanks for the business, Abby said. I referred them to a woman I know at Cohen Oaks. Petrocelli took his feet down and swiveled his chair around slowly with feet off the ground. He came to rest with his chair tilted back as far as it would go and his toes just touching in nearly perfect balance. Think they'll go forward? Petrocelli said, looking straight down his nose at nothing. They were pretty mad when I talked with them. The tapes may get played after all, Petrocelli said. Rules of evidence are a little different in a civil case. They were quiet. No one wanted to leave yet. They lingered like players after a game. Jesse got up and walked to the water cooler and got three small plastic cups from the container. He came back and lined them up on his desk. Then he sat back down, took a bottle of Black Bush out of his drawer, and poured a shot into each cup. He handed one to Abby and one to Petrocelli. All three drank sparingly. I know you, Jesse, Abby said. So I heard, Petrocelli said. Abby laughed, her face flushing, and continued. You must have known you were in danger of tainting the evidence. Jesse said, we're off the record, I assume. Right now, we're just three friends sitting around talking. I'm surprised you had to ask. I knew they did it, but the way I knew it wouldn't stand up in court. I had to get them to confess. And you tricked them into thinking each had tattled on the other, Abby said. Petrocelli said, in school it's tattling, in police stations it's ratting. It's an old cop trick, and if the kids were older and smarter, they wouldn't have fallen for it. Snapper didn't fall for it now. Next time the Hopkins kids won't. And there'll be a next time. Unless this was the kind of wake-up call that can help them turn it around. You think? No. He did what he could, Petrocelli said. Yes, Abby said. And that's why you did it, isn't it? You knew you probably couldn't get them into court, but if you got a taped confession, you might be able to get the parents' attention. I didn't want them to think they could burn down some guy's house and walk away from it, Jesse said. There needed to be consequences, Petrocelli said. He created some. They all thought about that while they sipped their whiskey. You're a little more than I thought you were, Abby said. I thought you were a tough guy with an ex-wife. Jesse nodded. Still got the ex-wife. And when all that was going on with JoJo and the horseman last year, she paused in mid-sentence and sipped from her whiskey. I was scared. Jesse nodded again. The room was quiet. Petrocelli was examining the empty space 3 feet in front of him. There was a lot to be scared of, Jesse said. For you, too. That's supposed to be part of the job. Abby looked at Petrocelli. You ever wonder if he can say more than one sentence at a time? She said. I like brevity in a client, Petrocelli said. Are you trying to tell him you made a mistake last year? I'm trying to apologize for misjudging him. Petrocelli smiled and swiveled slightly toward Jesse. Learned counsel says, Petrocelli began. I heard her, Jesse said. He looked at Abby. No apology required. I am a tough guy with an ex-wife. Maybe, Abby said. And the three of them were quiet again for a while, sipping their whiskey together in the bright room before they went home for the night.